Watch, tallest building in world in Dubai illuminated with Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman. By Deborah Danan on December 16, 2020. Clips of Israeli actor Gal Gadot were broadcast on the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, in which she reprises her role as Wonder Woman ahead of the second movie's release. The appearance of the Israeli star on the iconic building and the ensuing excitement in the UAE surrounding the film is in stark contrast to Gadot's treatment in some Arab states prior to the release of the first Wonder Woman installment and is a testimony to the positive impact that the U.S. brokered normalization agreements with Israel have had on the region. This is unreal. WW84 covering the Burj Khalifa Tower in Dubai. Gadot tweeted, referring to the Wonder Woman 1984 movie. The UAE is one of a handful of countries to release the DC film before its US premiere. As well as a limited release in select theaters, the movie will also stream on AT&T Incorporated's HBO Max starting on Christmas Day, a decision that was prompted by the pandemic. For a movie of this scale, this is unprecedented, Warner Media Chief Executive Jason Kilar said. Director Patty Jenkins, who had pushed for a theatrical release, supported the plan. At some point you have to choose to share any love and joy you have to give over everything else, Jenkins wrote on Twitter. We truly hope that our film brings a little bit of joy and reprieve to all of you this holiday season. Gadot said the move wasn't an easy decision. We never thought we'd have to hold on to the release for such a long time, she tweeted, but COVID rocked all of our worlds. Gadot and Jenkins recently announced another partnership for a new film about the legendary Cleopatra, sparking an outcry on social media with calls for the Egyptian queen to be played by a black or Arab actress. However, critics of Gadot's casting were panned by historians who pointed out that Cleopatra was most likely Macedonian Greek. The first Wonder Woman movie was banned in Lebanon, Tunisia and Qatar over the Israeli actress starring role. Gadot has in the past said that highlighting her Israeliness was her way of combating anti-Semitism. I receive a lot of anti-Semitic messages and talkbacks. But, being Israeli is just who I am and I believe there is no reason to hide it or lie. Those who love will get it and that's it, she told the Hebrew language news website Walla. Israel is very important to me, and I wish for our country to really be in a good place and enjoy some quiet, stability, peace and calm, because I believe in the end that all the people want it. There are no people who want war and for their sons to have to go to the army. We want it to be good here. So I try to reinforce these messages, about the good and the desire for peace and quiet, added Gadot. Follow @DananDeborah on Twitter.